Cheryl, thanks so much for waiting.
Oh,
you know, I wanted to, just before we got into that, you know, the area that we were broaching down at the State Fair, I wanted to, you know, get to the talk a little bit. I'm encouraging people to come to a health, you know, to one of my free health seminars. Would you do that?
People to come, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, what would you say, and why?
Well, I think because each of us need to be responsible for ourselves, and if you're having either whatever the issue may be, you know, health wise, even like with me, if you're just feeling kind of tired and drug out, or if it's a weight issue, or if it's some symptoms that you're having, that you need to take responsibility for yourselves, and you may think you are if you're going to your doctor and they've got you on some kind of pills, but if you're finding that you're taking this pill, which is leading to another pill, which is leading to another pill, you might want to check this out for an alternative method instead of taking all this phony artificial made stuff that, may kind of make you feel a little bit better for a while, but it's not really making you healthy.
Right. It doesn't get to the root cause of it. I mean, what did you hear at the talk you came from that encouraged you to reach out and get evaluated?
Oh, gosh, that's been over a year ago.
Well, I mean, do you, there must have been something there.
Well, again, just, and listening to you about, just the things that, you should be able to get these items from food because, there is so much, and as you've gone over, there's so much. If you read labels, most, and I think so many of us, and I'm guilty in the past as well, that you go to the grocery store, you see advertisements on television, for different foods. Like breakfast cereal is a great example. But
oh, there we go. Great.
Oh, exactly. And there's so many, and this is going to do this for you, and this is going to do that for you. And there's so many of them.
DOA.
You walk down the grocery store, and you got one whole aisle that is top to bottom, that's 50 feet long, full of different breakfast cereals.
Dead. And right? Dead. Food, nutritionally dead, calories, plenty of calories.
Well, yeah, and you pick them up, and and especially the kids' stuff, like sugar-frosted this, and Fruit Loops and Cocoa Puffs and, all this.
Oh, now you're talking about my cereals, gal.
sorry.
And that's how I ended up where I ended up. It's how you ended up where you ended up. Maybe you didn't eat those cereals, but we didn't know.
Well, no, you don't. You think you're trusting that your doctor and the people on TV know what they're talking about.
What did you hear, on the radio, at the talk? What did you hear that was different that caused you to go, well, I think I'll reach out and do something about it?
Well, again, the things that, I don't even know how to say, that, yes, you have different parts of your body that these things, if you do start reading the labels, and you've got all these large words that you can't pronounce 90% of them, and you don't even know what they are, that it would make more sense to eat
whole food.
Yeah, something that you go pick up an apple and you eat the apple. You don't eat, umpteen other things that have been thrown in with some processed apple.
Right.
And they're still trying to say, oh, but it's a, well, matter of fact, okay, I got something right here in my hand. I thought this was interesting. You know how you go to a restaurant and they have a little thing on the table that contains little packets of sugar and usually Equal and Sweet and Low and whatever.
Yikes!
Well, okay, so somebody, because, people that I work with know that I'm on your program, and somebody went to a restaurant and they brought back some packets, and it looks like it contains about the same amount of stuff that you would get in one of those little sugar packets. But anyway, on the outside it says, I'm holding it in my hand right now, it says stevia extract in the raw, 100% natural, zero calories. And I thought, hey, that's pretty cool. Somebody's actually offering stevia. But then I turn over on the back side, and it says ingredients is dextrose and stevia extract. What is dextrose anyway?
Pure poison.
Okay.
Pure poison.
Because I figure, you know, when you
dextrose
buy...
Dextrose is the chemical form of a sugar.
Well, I this has got, you know, but
so it's basically side, it's basically sugar laced with some stevia.
Well, that's it, and I may say I remember mentioning to you one time. It was about last fall. One of the big sugar manufacturing was, you know, saying, "Hey, now you can buy, you know, stevia with one, you know, pure cane sugar." Well, then it's like, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah, because,
right.
You know, and I think so much in the advertising, like this little packet I have here, it says 100% natural stevia.
Don't you?
The stevia portion is 100%, but what else has it got in it? And
yeah.
I think that's where we get misled a lot of times.
Awareness, awareness, awareness.
Well, that's it. I remember like one of the local hamburger places used to have 100% natural beef. Well, the beef part is 100%, but what's about all the other stuff they put in there? And so you're thinking you're eating 100% natural beef, maybe, but you're not because the beef part is, but then they've got all this other stuff.
Don't you think that one of the benefits for coming on a new, you know, for getting evaluated with the nutrition response testing, which enables you to have a individualized nutritional healing program, don't you think the support that's provided and the sort of, you know, constant a touchstone, I mean, coming to use a touchstone like myself in order to keep your awareness level up, don't you really believe that's one of the most powerful things about what we do?
Well, yeah, I mean, because at least you can ask questions, like, say, like, you know, because you'll see things and go, what the heck is that anyway, you know? And it seems like most of the stuff, if it's not a word you can pronounce or know what it is, like apple or grape, you know, you probably don't want to eat it.
What?
It's probably something that...
That you don't know about, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know. It doesn't grow in the ground or on a tree or, you know, it's something that's been made in some...
If it's a bag, a box, a package, you know, highly processed, whatever, it's, you know, it's probably something you should avoid. You would agree, wouldn't you?
Well, right. And one thing, like I've noticed on some, I've picked up on some things since I've been on your program. Like I know we talked about that it's best to shop around the outer aisles of the grocery store because that's
all the way around the perimeter. You'll be in good shape.
But now some grocery stores catching on to that, and they're starting to put in their goodies on the outer aisle, too.
So, you can avoid them. Hey, what's one of the biggest surprises since you began your nutritional, you know, transformation, taking responsibility for your health? What's one of the biggest surprises?
Well, that you are starting to feel better, and also that if you truly, even in meat, like if you choose where you go, purchase your meat if you go to places like Whole Foods or New Seasons or something like that, and you purchase meat there that doesn't, you know, it says usually they state right there that, you know, doesn't, the animal hasn't had all these hormones and chemicals.
Right.
Even the meat tastes fresher, you know.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, and even, you know, and fresher, you know, foods, real foods, have a better quality taste than some of these other things that are supposed to have been enhanced with whatever.
And all of these discoveries that you're making, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these discoveries that you're making have really taken place in large part over the last year that you've been working with me.
Well, right. You know, you feel better too, and the food tastes fresher and better, and it is noticeable, and it is kind of amazing. Like, wow, this is, you know, tastes really pretty good.
I want to get to one area that I think that you want to talk about, which is, you know, in the beginning you didn't do so good or you didn't see improvements right away.